You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, is your EPN channel. Four exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Greg Horace of Locally Conscious Convenience, an eco-friendly health food deli and convenience market brand in Los Angeles, often described as the love child of Whole Foods and 7-Eleven. You gotta love it. Greg, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yes, likewise. So how is Locally Conscious Convenience unique compared to the competitors?
Well, if you look at the marketplace, there are a lot of C-store brands out there. Unfortunately, a healthy component is missing from most of these entities, and what we try to do is offer healthier versions of conventional convenience store fare. We do have a deli component as well as a retail side, so you'll find that our sandwiches and salads and sides and smoothies, while hearty and delicious, are also healthy because they use organic meats that are free of filler, antibiotics, and hormones. We also use organic produce and locally baked breads. On the other side, on the retail side, we have vegan and gluten-free alternative snacks and bars and chips, all sorts of fun fizzy drinks and kombucha teas, making it an overall healthier experience than what you would expect from your conventional C-store.
And what are your passions behind building the Locally Conscious Convenience brand?
Well, I'm a foodie, and I'm from Philadelphia, so you know I love my food, and my partner's from Chicago. Those cities are known for their foods and their culinary delights. If you're familiar with anything at all with the Philadelphia, Chicago area, you know, some of the greatest restaurants are there. So my inspiration was food. I've always been someone who's been attracted to trying new recipes or trying something that is a little different, and Los Angeles offers the opportunity to explore many different palates. Our passion has always been food, and first and foremost, we want to make sure that we're offering a superior product. I'm also someone who's been a personal trainer since high school, so I'm very much into fitness. My partner is a nutritional health counselor, so together we formulated the recipes to kind of balance out between taste, not having to sacrifice it, and also giving the consumer a healthier approach to what they're exploring. So in essence, if you're going to Subway to grab a meal, it is a healthier alternative to what you would get at, say, a McDonald's or a Burger King, but still you're not getting that organic component. So I guess I kind of wanted to put everything together and offer that healthier alternative as opposed to the typical QSR grab-and-go.
Excellent. And how have consumers responded to your unique quick-service restaurant model?
It's been amazing, Eric. I mean, we have customers literally that come in not only twice a day, but sometimes three, four times a day. We have breakfast, lunch, and menu items. We have customers who come in and order us for catering for their job. People have been inquiring when we're going to expand and when we're going to have more locations, because we literally not only have neighborhood foot traffic here in the Hollywood Hills, but we have individuals coming from as far as Pasadena. Some people have communicated they drove up from San Diego because they read about us on the Internet. It's really been phenomenal, the response to the store. We're very happy about that.
Reason to be as well. Today we are joined by Greg Horace of Locally Conscious Convenience, an eco-friendly health food deli and convenience market brand in Los Angeles, often described as a love child of Whole Foods and 7-Eleven, here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Greg, what has been the best practice you have learned going from a single store to a multi-store operation?
Honestly, it would have to be understanding your market and your consumer. Just knowing what the customer wants is half the battle. A lot of the menu items that we've perfected here at the store come from customer suggestions, even from our staff, feedback on menu items that we've had previously. I guess the greatest achievement in the past few years is realizing that our menu is so nubile and flexible that we can change at a moment's notice depending on the taste of the marketplace or the latest trends. And being that we are in Los Angeles, you know, our customers can be very fickle, and they would like to see what they want kind of readily immediately available. So we're able to do that, and we're really proud of what we've achieved in the past 5 years.
And what are Locally's short-term and long-term growth goals?
Well, short term, we have another location opening in Venice in late December, early January, and this will be our third store. We do have a second offshot location in downtown L.A. Entitled Localita and the Badassery, which is a smaller kiosk version of Locally here in Hollywood. This location in Venice will technically be our It is double the space of what we have here in Hollywood. We're excited about that. We're going to have a lot more value adds than the previous location in terms of just seating, in terms of being able to do soft serve and being able to serve organic beers and wines on tap. It's something that we've been looking forward to for a while. In terms of our long-term goals, we are looking to expand rather quickly in our second round of growth to have five subsequent locations in the Southern California area and possibly on the East Coast. We're looking at cities like New York, Boston. My partner has a lot of interest in Chicago, even down in Miami and in Texas as well. So we're looking to franchise ultimately in the long-term goals after those five locations are established to have a nationwide presence and also in hotels and kiosks and airports. We are looking to basically establish this as a national brand and to promote the wellness and the health component of Locally Conscious Compete.
Pretty exciting stuff. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Locally online?
Oh, they can go to www.locallyyours.com.
Easy enough. And in conclusion, is there any advice that you could lend to the entrepreneurs listening in that would help them thrive or be more successful in their business?
Absolutely. I would recommend that they really get in touch with any kind of entity that could help them, like SCORE or the SBA. Being in Los Angeles, there's a number of services that when you're kind of flying blind as a startup, don't really know where to go, and these agencies were extremely helpful in terms of pointing us in the right direction. Also, just knowing your market and knowing your location, knowing the particular health codes of that city and knowing what it takes to get set up in the right way. Have a great team behind you. I can't tell you how many times missteps and mistakes were made early on for us because we didn't have a team in place that was ready to help facilitate the growth that we were planning. Working with landlords that understand your concept, that want to help you grow, not only in terms of with your TI component, in terms of construction, but also as you grow with your lease when you have a brick-and-mortar location, it's always good to have a working relationship with the landlord and let them know that you plan to be there for X amount of years, and as you grow, you expect that they would want to grow with you as well. And finally, just always make sure that your product is of the utmost integrity and stick with your foundation in terms of your branding. Just know what you are about and practice it and never really sacrifice what it is you went out to do, because in the end of the day, this is your business. This is your dream.
I certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us today, Greg. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And we've been speaking with Greg Horace of Locally Conscious Convenience, an eco-friendly health food deli and convenience market brand in Los Angeles, often described as the love child of Whole Foods and 7-Eleven. And the website of reference once again is locallyyours.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with eLos Angeles, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.